point for Tran. The serve across. Trouble. Ace match. In dominating fashion. And Bertrand will head to the D2 state tournament a perfect 31-0.
Today, it's live coverage of the Class D2 state tournament featuring the undefeated Bertrand Vikings. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Here's a cross picked up by Jaden High, set to the outside. The attack is down and good again on Peterson, her fourth, and it is game point for Tran.
Bertrand is one of only two undefeated teams at the state tournament and swept number 2 Giltner in their district final. This weekend, the Vikings look for 3 more wins and their first volleyball title. It's Bertrand Vikings State Tournament Volleyball coming up next. But first, a New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Grand Island right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Well, they split up. I get
from Rosencrantz Gymnasium here at Grand Island Northwest High School. It is time for Classic Hit 98.9's continuing coverage of the State High School Volleyball Tournament. This evening, we bring you a D2 quarterfinal matchup between the top seed, number 1 ranked, and undefeated Bertrand Lady Vikings as they take on the Wallace Lady Wildcats. And for us, this is a chance to see both of the fall sports teams at Wallace after their great football performance at Amherst earlier this week in the state quarterfinals, an outstanding football game. And now their volleyball team comes in as more of an underdog here tonight against the Bertrand Vikings, who were dominant in their district final victory over Giltner, beating them in straight sets. And Giltner today, using the wild card, destroying Layton in straight sets, 25-15, 13, and 17. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks. We've still got more volleyball to come your way after this. Minden and Wahoo at 8:30 from Grand Island Senior High, and Axtell and Howells Dodge at 8:30 from Grand Island Central Catholic, and that will air on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Let's look at some results from earlier today for area teams. In Class A, Millard West swept out Grand Island Central Catholic in straight sets. In Class B, Grand Island Northwest swept Beatrice in straight sets. They will play Norris tomorrow night at 6:30 at the Heartland Events Center in the state semifinals, and you'll hear it here on Classic Hits. Northwest has now won 65 consecutive matches. In C1, Kearney Catholic had no problem this afternoon, beating the Shadron Cardinals 25-15, 25-14, 25-10. They will play Ogallala tomorrow afternoon at the Heartland Events Center at 2 o'clock. Here on Classic Hits, Ogallala swept out Wayne. Hastings St. Cecilia needed 5 sets, but they've advanced on against Lutheran High Northeast. They'll play tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. against Palmyra. Palmyra knocked out Crofton. Tomorrow's 9 a.m. game is on 12:30 KHAS. Freeman defeated Ord today in straight sets. They'll advance on to play Guardian Angel Central Catholic. It went 5 sets, and they won 16-14 in the fifth over Humphrey Lindsay Holy Family, and it was played here at Northwest. And it was packed, and it is still hot right now here at Rosencrantz Gym as Bertrand and Wallace are warming up. Also today in D2, Giltner taking care of Layton, as we said. They will play Sterling tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Grand Island Senior High, and you can hear that on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. We'll be back. Take a look at the starting lineups as we get ready for Bertrand and Wallace at the State High School Volleyball Tournament here on Classic Hits.
The First State Bank in Bertrand thanks you for your business and welcomes you to this sports broadcast. First State Bank in Bertrand is your full-service hometown bank and invites you to stop in and see them for all your banking. From commercial to personal, First State Bank in Bertrand has everything you need to keep your farm, home, and business running. First State Bank in Bertrand, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Very proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
Plant smiles, grow laughs, harvest love. Rainbow Nursery is located between Bertrand and Loomis, north of Highway 23 on E Road at the home of Scott and Renee Davis. Rainbow Nursery offers many opportunities for you landscaping, unique plants, yard tours, presentations to many organizations on landscaping and nursery topics, as well as consultations. Rainbow Nursery has flexible hours to try and work around your busy schedule. So call before you make the drive and schedule an appointment to get everything you need for a beautiful yard and flower bed. Blessings to all of you Vikings from Rainbow Nursery.
Let's take a look at the starting lineup, brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First off, the starting rotation for the Wallace Wildcats. We'll start with number two. 5'2" center, she's a senior, Alex Lundvall. She's followed by number 11, 5'5" senior outside hitter, Sarah Hubbard. Number 21 is a 5'8" junior middle hitter in Christina Daniels. Number 9, 5'2" junior right side hitter, Michaela Sheets. Number 4, 5'1" junior back row specialist, Morgan Messersmith. And number 3, 5'6" senior middle hitter, Paige Allworth. The libero is a 5'1" freshman in Maggie May. The head coach of the Wallace Lady Wildcats is Elizabeth Strand, assisted by Adam Wright. Wallace is 16-7 on the season, but out of those 23 games, which is way below an average regular season, they only played 13 different opponents, playing multiple teams out there in the RPAC conference. They defeated Hayes Center in 4 and Juanita Palisade in 5, but knocked off one of the perennial powers in the state of Nebraska, Paxton, in straight sets in the district final. For Bertrand, their service rotation looks like this. Number 9, 5'6" junior outside hitter, Jaden Hyde. Number 2, 5'9" sophomore middle, Molly Capps. Number 5, 5'9" senior middle hitter, Kate Chesterman. Number 8, 5'8" senior center, Brittany Shipp. Number 6, 5'8" senior outside hitter, Maddie Peterson. And number 7, 5'9" sophomore middle hitter, Haley Donnell. And the libero is number 1, 5'4" senior, Allie Mason. The head coach is Lisa Mason, assisted by Kevin Levine. Bertrand is a perfect 31-0 and ranked number 1 in the state. Only they and Grand Island Northwest are undefeated here at the state tournament. Bertrand defeated Elwood and SEM in the sub-districts and swept number 2 Giltner in the district final. They were the runner-up in 2008 and 2011. This is their fifth trip to the state tournament. Both are out of the RPAC conference but have not faced each other this year. For Wallace, this is their first trip to state since 2010, and their seventh overall. They have yet to make it into a state championship match. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Five Points Bank in Kearney.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Nebraska high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The Bertrand Nursing Home and Assisted Living is a proud sponsor of tonight's game. They offer long-term living facilities, assisted living facilities, and one of the best rehab programs around. They specialize in long and short-term care to get your loved ones back to their home or, if they prefer, a great place of their own right in the building with 24-hour care. The Bertrand Nursing Home treats each and every resident with compassion and respect. The Bertrand Nursing Home in Bertrand.
High Farm and Bertrand is a very proud supporter of all area athletes and would like to take the time to say great job to the teams and coaches and the very best of luck in tonight's game. High Farms is proud to be from such a great community, full of friendly people amid hardworking athletes. Teamwork is a great lesson to take with you no matter where you go in life. So remember how hard our teams play and remember to enjoy every bit of time you get to play, work, and spend time with your friends and family from High Farms in Bertrand.
And we are back back here with State High School Volleyball action. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. They're proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. This is Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Bertrand, Axtell, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. A reminder that PlatteRiverPreps.com, you can listen to the games live. You can listen to the podcast moments after the ball game, whether it's football, volleyball, basketball, doesn't matter. It'll be up at PlatteRiverPreps.com. And many of the games that you hear my voice on, you'll also be seeing photos up the very next day that are free, download, use as you wish. There's some great shots there from our Platte River Preps crew. Wallace will be in the dark blue jerseys with the white numerals, and Bertrand will be in the white jerseys with the blue numerals as we set up here in the wrestling area above the court at Grand Island Northwest Rosencrantz Gym. And it looks like the opening toss has been won here by the Bertrand Vikings, and they are ready to get things going. And to serve it away will be Jaden High. The ball's in the air, and here we go. Wallace handles it in the back row, sets middle. The first tip is going to be just wide and out of bounds. Point for Bertrand. And Jaden High will serve it away again. High serve. Floats it back middle, picked up there by Einspar. Passed across, and Bertrand gets it with the libero Mason. Short set slide termination. Down and good for Kate Chesterman. Chesterman with the first kill for Bertrand. It's 2-0 Vikings. High with the serve. Floats it across. That time trouble picking it up. It's going to be an ace. 3-0 Bertrand off to a good start here in the D2 quarterfinals. Jaden High has served 53 aces. Right behind Allie Mason on the team. Molly Capps has also hit the 50 mark. Here's a short serve, and it drops it front for the ace. Back-to-back aces for Jaden High and Wallace. They haven't even been on the floor 1 minute, and we're going to get a timeout to settle things down. First set, 4-0 in favor of Bertrand. We'll be right back.
Great Plains Crop Services in Bertrand specializes in crop protection for your farm. See Roxanne today and ask her how she can get you the best coverage for all your crops so you can focus on the more important things in your life while we take care of protecting your livelihood. Great Plains Crop Services of Bertrand is a proud supporter of high school sports. Best of luck tonight from Roxanne at Great Plains Crop Services in Bertrand.
Well, let's see if Wallace can get a ball in play here as it's 4-0 in favor of Bertrand out of the Wallace timeout. High passes it across on that serve, and we're going to get a double hit called here on Wallace. So it's 5-0. Not the start that the Wildcats were hoping for. Perfect start, although we've seen a couple of quick starts not turn into profitability today in the state tournament. Serves across. Morgan Messersmith has it over pass, joust at the net, and in the net a lift is going to be called on Wallace. 6-0 Bertrand. And Bertrand has done all of this with just one kill from Kate Chesterman. A couple of ace serves and three errors. Line drive serve off the libero. Wallace has to run it down. They do and pass it across. Picked up there by Mason. Set to the outside. First swing down and good for Camp. And boy, from up top here, you can see the power that Bertrand brings when they head to the net. And it is 7-0 in favor of Bertrand. Jaden High just floats it down the middle to Messersmith. Pass close to the net. It's tight to the middle. It'll have to be tipped across. So here comes Caps on the attack. Dug out by Messersmith. Pass to the front row. First real swing here by Wallace. Comes from Hubbard. It'll be dug up. Dumped across there by the center ship. Wallace is ready. They go middle. And their first kill. The Wildcats, Christina Daniels, will get the first kill of the match. She far and away leads this team with 350 kills. Haley Storm, who will come off the bench, has 158, and then not much after that. So that's the 1-2 punch, and the first serve of the match for Wallace goes straight into the net there for Lundvall, and it's time for Molly Katz to serve it away here for the Vikings. Serve down the middle off Messersmith with an ace. They are just firing that ball right down the middle of the floor, and the third ace here early on for Bertrand. 9-1, Vikings on top and looking very, very good. Cap serve, moves it around, picked up by the libero and Maggie May. Overpass, quick swing there by Peterson. Saved, joust at the net. It falls on the side of Bertrand. Give Wallace the point with Christina Daniels again. Side out, Wallace. 9-2 here in the opening set. And back to serve it away will be Sarah Hubbard. Hubbard across the net, right down the middle, picked up there by High. Stays in the back row, has to be passed across, very short. Dug out there by Storm, who's rotated in. Haley on the outside. She's blocked by Ship. Wallace is able to pass it across. They'll slide it, and the attack is going to be cut down by Kate Chesterman. Second kill for Chesterman, 10-2 Bertrand, and Allie Mason will go back to serve it away. Mason, little jump serve, floats it across there to Sarah Hubbard. Middle attack, Wallace drives it home with Daniels. Three kills for Hubbard, or Daniels, excuse me, it's 10-3. She has all 3 points here, and now she'll go back to serve it away. Float this one deep and out of bounds. Second service there here for Wallace, 11-3. So they've served it three times, and two times it's been an error. And back to serve it away here for Bertrand will be their setter, Brittany Ship. Ship, 48 aces on the season. Takes a little run at it, fires it down the middle, passes off the mark. Run down there by Sheets, overpass at the net, comes across to Bertrand. They'll slide it right side. The attack fired across there by Savannah High, handled by Wallace, and they tip it into the net. And into the net it won't roll over. Error, 12-3. And Brittany Ship to serve it away. Ship fires it down the right side. Sliding over to take the serve receive is going to be Sarah Hubbard. Set across there by Wallace to the outside. The attack driven down and good by Maddie Peterson. That'll be her first kill. And it's now 13-3 in favor of Bertrand. Wallace has already used a timeout. Ship serve goes corner off Daniels. It's another ace. 14-3 Bertrand off the ace serve from Brittany Ship, and Wallace is going to use their final timeout. So Bertrand has come out on fire, and we're in game one, Vikings 14, the Wallace Wildcats 3 on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney delivers.
Welcome back to Rosencrans Gym here at Granada Northwest High School. The opening set has belonged to Bertrand, 14-3. Is the lead. They've already picked up four ace serves. And back there is Brittany Ship off the second Wallace timeout. Ship from the middle of the floor does a mini jump serve. It's strong into the corner to Daniels. She'll pick it up. Middle attack is going to be blocked up front and dug out off the Donnell block. They'll try it again, and they're into the net for Wallace. A couple of swings there by Allward. First one was blocked. The second one went into the net. And Bertrand picks up the point. Good play up there by Donnell. Ship now looking for five in a row. Goes down the middle. This time it's off the arm of Hubbard. Pass to the outside. Swung across. Getting a swing on that one was Storm. Bertrand goes back row. The kill is down and good for Molly Kapp. 16-3. And the Vikings looking like the number one team right here. It was hard to imagine the way that they dismantled Giltner in the district final last week. And this serve is going to sail, and it's going to go too deep and out of bounds. So service error number one here for Bertrand. Side out for Wallace. Find themselves down 16-4. And it's Michaela Sheets to serve it across. Back set right side, an overswing into the net for Bertrand. Their first attack error. And back-to-back points for Wallace for the first time here in the tournament. Sheets to serve. tries to go short, and it caught the tape. Into the net it goes. Point for Bertrand, 17-5 Vikings. And rotating back to serve it away will be Maddie Peterson. And Peterson serves. Fires it down the middle to Daniels. She's stuck in that back row right now. Their leading attacker will be tapped across. One time right back over by Bertrand. Wallace on the swing. Over the double block that time by Storm. Dug out and swing for the left side. Cap. Pass back towards the net. Wallace keeps it out of there. They'll pass it across. It would be right on the line. So Bertrand plays it. Caps again on the attack. Rattles it off the attempted block of Allward. And Storm through the double block. One time save here, but not enough to get it over the net. For Bertrand. Bailey Storm with her first kill. Side out Wallace. Bertrand just about dug that out of the scorer's table over there to get it back across. And serving it will be Morgan Messersmith. Messersmith floats it across. Middle attack. This time it's swung on by Savannah High. Dug out by the Wildcats. Close to the net. It's overpassed and tapped down by Donnell. Her first kill on the overpass from Wallace. Back in the ball game will be Kate Chesterman. And back to serve it away here with a little jump serve will be Donnell at 18-6 Bertrand. Outside attack blocked up there and dug out by the Bertrand Vikings. Set to the outside. Caps tried to cut it and hit it into her own net. Attack air. Point Wallace. And into serve it away will be the libero Maggie May, just a freshman. She's got 25 aces on the season. Third on the team in digs. Serve across. Bertrand goes right to work and caps is deep. So back-to-back errors here on the Vikings, and it's 18-8. And that'll keep May at the service line. And the freshman fires it down the middle. Handled there by Peterson to the right side. Cutting it across for the kill is Savannah High. And the senior will pick up her first kill, the seventh of the opening set here for Bertrand. And it is 19-8. Back to serve it away will be number 9, Jaden High. She started this game with 7 straight, and we've got a double hit called on Wallace on the set. It's 20-8. Jaden High serves it away again. Floats it right down the middle of Esther Smith. Good pass this time. Set middle for Daniels. She's blocked up front, dug out by the Wildcats, and then they watch it, and it's going to fall. Good double block up front that time by Ship and Chesterman, 21-8. And a substitution here for Wallace. And the serve comes across. I don't know what happened there. Whistle blew, then the sub came, and 4 hits on Wallace. Point for Bertrand. They lead it 22-8. 3 in a row here again for Jaden High. She's already got 10 points in the first set. Goes short, overpass right back to the Vikings. They quickly get to the outside, and Caps tips it over and gets the kill. Third kill for Molly Caps. It's 23-8 as Bertrand cruising to a first set victory. The next match here, Fall City Sacred Heart taking on Stewart. And a serve across, 2 away from the opening set. Middle attack, blocked up front on an ace block, teaming up Chesterman and Brittany Shipp. Kate Chesterman, credit for the block. And now the first set point here for Bertrand. Jaden High floats it across, very short, trouble picking it up. It is tapped across Daniel, but a lift's going to be called. And that is the end of the opening set here for Bertrand. Their strong serving game, Wallace, all kinds of fits. And the opening game goes to the Vikings by a score of 25-8. We'll be back and give you some first set stats in a minute here on Classic Hits and FlatRiverPreps.com.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, local people, local decisions, local ownership is not just our tagline. It's how we do business. Our experienced team of professionals care about this community, and they care about you, our customer. We strive to provide you with the best in customer service and quick local decisions. Visit us at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by today at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
And welcome back to Rosencrantz Gymnasium. As always, a big thank you for the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports action, especially this time of the year, the state tournament. Here's what happened. Statistics in the first game for Wallace. One service point for Michaela Sheets. Maggie May had a service point. Christina Daniels, three kills. Haley Storm, one kill. That was it. Four kills, no ace blocks, no ace serves. For Bertrand, Molly Capps had an ace serve and three kills. Kate Chesterman had an ace block and two kills. Maddie Peterson had a kill. Haley Donnell had a kill. Brittany Shipp had five service points. One was an ace. Jaden High in game one had 13 service points, two of them aces, and Savannah High had one kill. Eight kills, one ace block, four ace serves. Bertrand dominates 25-8. Wallace will get to serve it away to start game number two here on Classic Hits and Platte River Prep. .com. Following our match, it'll be Minden taking on Wahoo at Grand Island Senior High at 8:30. Also at 8:30, Axtell will play Howells Dodge. That can be heard on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Alex Lundvall will serve it away here for Wallace to start set number two. And the lefty lets it fly, miss hit it, and hits it wide and out of bounds. So not a good start for Wallace here in game number two. They're not a tall team. They're a scrappy team. They've got Daniels there, but she's only 5'8", and she's the tallest player on the team. And here's Jaden High at the service line again. She's just been ripping off points. Wallace sets middle. Daniels uncorks and gets the kill. So High didn't get anything that time from the service line, and Daniels will get her fourth kill. Side out Wallace. Sarah Hubbard. And Hubbard serves. Cuts it to the far wing. Dug out there by High. Set middle. The attack is wide that time from Chesterton. And Wallace has their first lead of the state tournament. Making their seventh appearance. First since 2010. 2-1. Cats. And Hubbard serves. At Mason. Ship sets. Overset it and it's in. The intentional overset that time from Brittany Ship. Side out for Tran. And back to serve it away will be Molly Capp. A volleyball team that has three senior starters, and Alan Mason, the libero, gives them four as it comes across here to Maggie May. Set to the outside. Wallace still scores. So they score with her second kill. And Wallace may have changed their strategy up a little bit, talked about where they want to get the ball to, and they just had a ton of trouble passing it in game one. If you can pass it, obviously your offense is going to look a little bit better. Serve across, big swing from the outside by Peterson. Picked up Wallace, Storm on the swing, and in the net, called on Bertrand. 4-2 Wallace, and another serve opportunity coming up for Christina Daniels. So already a much better effort here in the first 3 points of game two as Daniels, a lot of top spin, about an eight. First ace serve here for Wallace, and quickly the tide has turned. 5-2 Wildcats after getting beat 25-8 in the opening game. Daniels trying to keep it going. This one floated down the middle, picked up by High, back set, swing Chesterman into the net, and Coach Lisa Mason calls a timeout. What happened in the last 5 minutes? It hadn't even been that long. Bertrand totally dominates the opening game 25-8. Now they find themselves down 6-2 in game two on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
Welcome back to Rosencrantz Gymnasium. Out of the timeout, another attack error by Bertrand. It is 7-2 Wallace. Serve across. There's not an error. No error there. Kate Chesterman finally stops the drought and hammers home the kill to make it 7-3 Wallace. But it should be Bertrand volleyball. Both teams had somebody with the volleyball getting ready to serve it. That would have been interesting. Blow the whistle, see them fire at each other. Back to serve it away will be Allie Mason. Mason for Bertrand. Mini jump serve, very strong. It comes all the way back over on the overpass from Hubbard. Set to the outside. The attack that time by Peterson. Picked up Wallace to storm. It sets on the tape. Comes across to the Viking. Outside attack again by Peterson. Dug out Wallace. Pass tight to the net. The attack picked up by Mason. An actual rally here. And it'll be ended by a Bertrand kill from Peterson. Her second. 7-4 Wallace in game number two. Allie Mason with her first point on serve of this state tournament. Again, these seniors very familiar being in the state final 2 years ago. And we've got a double hit again on the set attempt. And again, Wallace, when they're getting that double hit, it's not from the setter. The setter is picking up serve receive, takes them out of the play. And it's 7-5. Mason too deep and out of bounds. Side out for Wallace, leading it 8-5. But Bertrand took the opening game. And back to serve it for Wallace will be Michaela Sheets. Sheets floats into the back corner to high. Slide to the middle, and the attack is deep from Donnell. Point Wallace. So there were hardly any errors from Bertrand in the opening game, and we've seen a ton of them here in game two. Sheets serves it across. Good set to the outside. Bertrand trying to pick up the tempo, pick up the pace, go with some power, and they'll finish it there with Peterson. That'll be her third. 9-6 Wallace, and serving for Bertrand will be Brittany Shipp. Shipp with the mini jump serve, picked up by Daniels, set to the middle. The Wallace attack taken over by Allward. Set wide, this attack by Bertrand is jumped over by Peterson. Wallace able to dig and set it across there with Storm. Here's the set to the outside one more time, Peterson, and this time it stays down inside the line. Third kill of this game for Maddie. And it's back to a two-point game. Ship serve. Brittany takes a few steps towards that service line. It hits the net. It falls across. It's an ace because he got caught up on the Wallace armpit there. And a lift is called. Three in a row to cut it to one. And a timeout called by Wallace. They've been playing well. They still have the lead. They don't want to lose it all right here. So timeout on the floor. And in other volleyball action in D1, Brady, a 25-16 win over Bruning Davenport-Chickley. In Class B, Elkhorn South takes the first set from number one Lincoln Pius X, 25-19. We'll take a break and be back with more volleyball. Bertrand won the first set 25-8, but Wallace is up 9-8, game two.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Rosencrantz Gymnasium, Grand Island, the opening day of the state high school volleyball tournament in D2, as the jump serve is mishit that time from Brittany Shipp, and into the net it goes. So Wallace hangs on to the lead. It's now 10-8 in favor of the Wildcats, and back to serve it away will be Messersmith. Messersmith mishandled back row with an ace serve, 11-8 off the Messersmith ace. And the scoreboard is off here. They put up a bad point last time. They're trying to adjust it. Besser Smith serves it across, picked up by Mason. Set to the outside. The attack is just out of bounds because it clipped the net and it sent it wide off the Peterson swing. So it's 12-8 in favor of Wallace. Besser Smith serves. Trying to go quick again to the outside. Savannah High fires, or Donnell fires it across. No problem for Wallace. They'll set it back over, though, with Hubbard. And the attack outside is going to be driven home. This time, Donnell gets it down and good. And for Haley, that will be her second kill in C1. Columbus Scotus takes it from Syracuse, 25-18. Serve across by the Vikings, and we've got another double hit here on the set, 12-10. About the fourth time Wallace has been called for the double hit. And at that service line is Peterson. Going for two in a row. Across to Messer Smith. Here's the set wide at the net. It's rolled across and a Wallace kill for Sarah Hubbard. Just the third player to get the kill for Wallace. She's got one, Storm two, Daniels four. And back to serve it away, the libero and Maggie May. Bertrand gets it high outside, and Molly Capps drives it straight home for her fourth kill. So Bertrand starting to look a little bit like what we saw in game one after a real bad start to game two. And Donnell to serve it away. Right down the middle to Messer Smith. Stays in the back row. The libero May passes it up front. Bumped across there by Hubbard. Free ball and a quick kill. But into the net on the follow-through for Bertrand. Oh, man, did Chesterman unload. But she came down into the net and a break for Wallace. So instead of it being a one-point game, it's a three-point Wallace lead at 14-11. Alex Lundvall serves it deep and too deep. It is out of bounds. 14-12, Bertrand. As you're listening to the state volleyball tournament with Jaden High, who had a ton of points from the service line in game one, 13 to be exact. Her second serve here in this set. Overpass, it's above the net, and was it even tipped? I think it was tipped down by Molly Camp on the strong serve. Overpass right above that net. And it's time to tie it up here for Bertrand. Can they do it? Serve is dug out there by Sheath. Set to the middle, off the mark. Daniels can only set it across. Ship with an upset to the back row. It's taken across there by Peterson. Wallace goes to Daniels. Big swing, caught the tape, and would not go over. And we are tied here in game number two, 14-14. First tie since it was 2-2. Jaden High floats it right in the middle of the floor. Again, handled by Sheets. Set to the outside, off the back foot, taking it over is Hubbard. Bertrand goes quickly, caps on a wide set, has to go to her left hand to punch it across. Now Daniels for Wallace sets it into the back corner. Peterson is there, set to Caps, near side, hits the tape for the kill. Molly Caps with her sixth kill, and Bertrand has their first lead since it was 1-0, 15-14. And High continues to serve. Messer Smith goes low to dig it up. Daniels in the middle, tips it around the single block. Picked up by Caps, dumped across again by Bertrand, and it's going to work. Middle kill that time for the Vikings and the center, Brittany Shipp. And timeout will be called by Wallace. That's five in a row now by Bertrand. They won the first set of their up 16-14. Game two, we're back in a minute on Classic Hits.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We are in game two of our D2 quarterfinal. Bertrand has come back to lead Wallace 16-14, four in a row here from Jaden High as he serves it away again. Daniels with the tip. She's able to put it on the near line. And for Christina Daniels, that'll be her fifth kill. The first set was total domination by Bertrand. They were hammering the ball, and Wallace was making errors. It was 25-8. But here, Wallace had jumped out 7-2 before Bertrand got back into it. Served by Sarah Hubbard. Back set middle. The attack, Chesterman, down and good. Her fourth kill. And Bertrand doing a great job of moving the ball around. They're very balanced here. Six for Cap, four for Chesterman, four for Peterson. Danell and Ship each have a couple. And it's 17-15 Vikings. And Molly caps the serve, but it's deep and out of bounds. For the Wallace Wildcats, they'll hustle back to Christina Daniels. The junior outside hitter. Good mixture of seniors and juniors, but Daniels and Storm, their two leading attackers, are both juniors as the serve is across. They will lose their setter, Lundvall. She's a senior. Locked up front, Storm. Standing spike across there by Peterson. Picked up by Wallace to the outside, Storm. Drives it into the block. Good dig and overpass to Bertrand. Bertrand tries to get back in system, and the attack is inside the line for Maddie Peterson. Madison Peterson gets the kill, and it's 18-16. Bertrand trying to claw their way to a game two victory, and Allie Mason to serve it away. The libero right down the middle. The pass is off the mark. It's an ace. The first ace for Allie Mason, and the biggest lead here of game number two for Bertrand. 3 points at 19-16. Mason with the serve. This one handled cleanly by Hubbard. Set to the outside, Storm, and another double hit. Boy, they are really dinging Wallace here. And if you've been doing that all year long, you come to state, they call it a little tighter. It's tough to get used to it this quickly. And it's 20-16. As Bertrand, now after being down five, has got the lead up to four and make it five with another ace serve. It is 21-16. Off the ace from Allie Mason. And that's been the story here of this match for Trant going on long runs. Serve of the cross, picked up, and a problem passing it. How about another ace? 22-16. Already both timeouts have been used here by Wallace, so they're going to sub in with Maya McConnell, 5'3 freshman, one of four freshmen on this Wallace varsity roster. Allie Mason serve, Hubbard. Bump set there by our new young lady McConnell, and it's taken across for a slide. Cut back across the grain there for Donnell. Wallace runs it down, tips it across for the point. It is Paige Hallward, her first kill. Side out here for Wallace, and they need another run right here. They trail 22-17 in the second set. And back to serve it away will be Michaela Sheet. And Sheet fires it down the middle. Good handle by Caps, set to the outside, and it's driven home by Peterson. Madison Peterson with the kill. It's 23-17, Bertrand. Brittany Ship will go back and serve it away, 2 points away from a 2-0 Viking lead and a 32-0 record. And the serve. Floated down the middle to Maggie May, the libero, and then the setter runs into the back of May. The ball falls to the floor. It's 24-17. And Brittany Ship to serve it away for game point. Bertrand Viking fans on their feet, and Ship serve across to Daniels. Overpass, severely overpass, so no quick swing. Set it to the outside. Rolled across by Peterson. Wallace with the dig. They'll go to the far side. Storm will set it across. Picked up by Mason. Back set outside. Driven down and good by Savannah High. And that is the end of game number two. As Wallace jumped out early, Bertrand comes back from a 5-point deficit to win it 25-17. They're up 2-0 in their quarterfinal match here at State. And we'll be back with more right after this timeout.
Mesco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco's Sports.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, all the new 2013 Ford F-150 Crew Cab four-wheel drives have got to go, and Crossroads Ford is dealing. Many specials marked right on the windshields. Ask about manufacturer rebates and factory bonus cash, or available special APR Ford credit financing with approved credit. They need trade-ins. Now's the best time to get a great deal. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Take a look at the numbers we had in game two. First off for Wallace, I had Paige Allward with a kill. Morgan Messersmith with two service points. One was an ace. Michaela Sheets had one service point. Sarah Hubbard, a service point and a kill. Christina Daniels had four service points. One was an ace, two kills. And Haley Storm, one kill. Five kills, no ace blocks, two ace serves for Wallace. For Bertrand, Allie Mason, six service points, three of them aces. Molly Kapp had three kills. Kate Chesterman, two kills. Madison Peterson had a service point and four kills. Haley Donnell, a kill. Brittany Shipp had four service points, two of them aces, two kills. Jaden High had four service points, and Savannah High, one kill. 13 kills, no ace blocks, five ace serves. Bertrand takes game two, 25-17. They're up two games to none, and we'll be back with the third set right after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Bertrand, Minden, and Axtell on PlatteRiverPreps.com as Jaden High serves it away for Bertrand to start game number three. Daniels drives it across, High with the dig, set to the outside, Caps tips it over. It would have been out, but played there by Wallace, and they'll roll it back across. Nice play by Hubbard, bump set to the outside, soft roll across for Caps, and it's down and good. Kill number seven for Molly Caps. She leads Bertrand right now, 6-4 Peterson. Jaden High has just picked up her 18th service point. And an overpass on that strong serve, handled by Bertrand, wide open to the middle of an easy kill for Kate Chesterman. And that'll be her fifth. 2-0. Jaden High ready to serve it away. There have been some state records today. St. Cecilia, most kills in a state tournament match with 80 earlier today against Lutheran High Northeast. Here's a slide for Daniels, and Wallace is on the board in game number three. Team High six kill for Christina Daniels. And a substitution here for Wallace. We're going to have Maya McConnell come in and serve it away. McConnell saw some brief action there at the end of game number one. Here's a strong serve to the right angle, picked up by Caps and set across by Peterson. Set to the outside and rolled across by Wallace and Hubbard. Quickly to the outside, Caps, and Caps with another kill. So Molly Caps, the sophomore, has already eight kills in this match, and now she'll rotate back to serve it away. Back in for Wallace will be Alex Bunvall, the setter. And Caps has barely got that serve across. Good angle serve. Pass back Wallace in the middle. There's no block and an easy kill for Kate Chesterman. Caught Wallace out of system there and just drove it straight down with nobody in the way. Those are the fun kind. And Molly Camp floats it across. High pass that time for Messersmith. Get into the middle to Daniels. Off the block attempt. Overpass by Bertrand. Tip back but couldn't put it away for Sheet. Now the swing by Peterson. Passed into the net by Wallace. They can't dig it out and give Madison her seventh kill. And Bertrand out to a 5-1 start. And Wallace with an early timeout again. as their season is on the line here at the D2 State Tournament. 25-8, 25-17 for Tran, and they're up 5-1, Game 3 here on Classic Hits. We'll be right back.
High Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Welcome back to high school volleyball. The next match here will be the North taking on the Southeast. Stewart will see their football team coming up on Monday when they take on Amherst here on Classic Hits. But tonight their volleyball team takes on Fall City Sacred Heart. The top dog will have that up at O'Neill, baby. 102.7 KBRS. Scott Posey and some other guy he brought. We'll be bringing you that ball game coming up next. As we're back to action here, Wallace sets middle, and Christina Daniels drives it through the double block and gets her seventh kill. So out of the timeout, Wallace will receive after picking up the kill. Sarah Hubbard floats it across. Off the hands there, a cap. A little trouble, but a nice bump back to her in the middle. Caps with the kill. Good job there by the center, Brittany Shipp. Didn't figure that they could do anything to pass that across, but was able to bump set it back into the little floor and caps with a back row kill. Allie Mason to serve it away for the Vikes. Now up 6-2. Set to the middle. Here's Daniels again. Far corner. Got it. Christina Daniels, you can see how she would have dominated some of the competition. She does get up, and when they put the single block on her in the middle, there has not been much success for Bertrand. Daniels to serve it away. This one's handled by Jaden High. Set to the outside, Peterson, and her attack is just off the back line. The Bertrand fans aren't quite sure. Little groan, but not much after that was said. Side out Wallace, or point Wallace, 6-4. Daniels serve. Bertrand handles to the outside, swing by Peterson, and we have got a net violation called here on Wallace to end the point. 7-4 Bertrand. And the center, Brittany Shipp, to serve it away. The senior with 738 set assists this year. That's a heck of a number, no matter what class you're in. And she'll go with a mini jump serve across to Daniels. In the middle of the floor, they'll get it to the outside now. Storm with the attack off the set from Sheets, and it's going to be deep and out of bounds. And Bertrand's up 8-4. Brittany Shipp has also had a couple of nice runs at the service line. She's got 10 points, including three aces. And Shipp just got that across, passed off the floor. Storm got it back on the floor, and it's tipped across by Allward. Bertrand sets it to the outside. Peterson through the double block for the kill. And Madison just gets stronger as this match goes along. That's her eighth, and it's 9-4 now, Bertrand. They've scored three in a row. 5-1, Wallace got a couple on him, and now up to 9-4. Don't forget, whenever the match is over, the Misco Sports postgame show with the final stats. And then it's on to Grand Island Senior High for Minden and Wahoo. Ball passed right back over. Here is Shipp setting it to the outside. A great angle attack by Peterson. Back-to-back kills for Madison. And it's 10-4. Good buddy in favor of the Bertrand Vikings. Right now, after just a little scare early in the second set, Bertrand is kind of cruising along. Fun for the players, fun for the fans, not fun for Wallace. Shipp sends that serve deep, though, and out of bounds. A rare service error here for the Vikings. And it'll be Sheets to serve it away for Wallace. Back set across the net by Shipp, comes right back at her. Set to the outside, it'll be Donnell taking it over. Dug out in the back row by Hubbard. Set outside, Storm. Blocked up front, eighth block by Peterson. Second ace block of the match here for Bertrand, 11-5, and a substitution coming in for the Wallace Wildcats. And sliding into the game will be number 12, Jacqueline Nelson, a 5'7 senior middle, as the serve comes across by Peterson. Set to the outside, and we've got a whistle for a net violation on the swing and follow through of Wallace. 12-5, Bertrand. Again, a Bertrand win would send them into the 4 o'clock semifinal tomorrow. And the serve is across. Nope, it was not. It's going to go into the net. Do want to alert you of this bit of information. If Bertrand wins, then it kind of depends on what Minden does as far as our scheduling plans for tomorrow, and I'll talk about that after this point. Morgan Messersmith serves it across to the outside cap. Off the tip, it's picked up by Daniels. Dumped back across there by Lundball. Bertrand gets it to the middle. Tipped over Capson. Capson is able to get her 10th kill. Molly with a match-high 10th kill. Tomorrow, if Minden and Bertrand both win, they both play at 4, we would have the Bertrand match on the Breeze 94.5 FM and the Minden match on Classic Hits right here on 98.9. As the serve is deep that time for Haley Donnell. And all of a sudden, Bertrand having trouble serving the volleyball. 3 straight errors. Maggie May is serving away here for Wallace, handled by Mason. Bump set and into the net. Trying the bump set shift, couldn't get it up high enough. At a point here for Wallace, 13-8. And Maggie May to serve it away again. 25-8, 25-17. Bertrand won the first 2 sets. Back set right side, high, off the net. I think it went out of bounds. And it's, they're going to say it was touched by Wallace. And I guess that's going to be the call. So Savannah High gets the point. And maybe a little break there for the Vikings. And they don't really need any right now. Want to save them up for later in the week. Here's Daniels in the middle. Picked up there by Jaden High, who's at the service line. Left-handed swing by Capps. It's passed back into the net. Wallace gets it out of there. 2-ball attack by the Vikings, and into the net it goes. So Wallace's good hustle to dig that out of that and get it over results in a Wildcat point. And a side out coming in to serve it away is Maya McConnell. The freshman serves this one down the middle to Mason. Trouble picking it up. Wallace wanted to carry, didn't get it. Pass across by Jaden High. Set for Daniels. Off the tape and down on her own side. Attack error and point for Tran. Again tomorrow, our coverage on Classic Hits will start at 2 with Kearney Catholic Ogallala. Then at 4, we'll either have Bertrand or Minden. 6:30, Grand Island Northwest will play Norris. As Molly Kapp serves it away here for the Vikings, 15-9. Third set, they're up 2-0. Daniels in the middle for Wallace. She's blocked up front by Chesterman. Daniels sends it right back across the net. Picked up out of the back row. Capson bumped across by Chesterman. Here's Daniels in the middle. Left-handed tip. Barely picked up, and it will not get over the net. Ship on her second attempt. Tried to flick it over. Didn't work, and Daniels will get her 4th kill of this game and 9th of the match. And to serve it away will be Sarah Hubbard, the senior outside here for Wallace. And Sarah mishit it, and it's going to go wide and out of bounds. St. Cecilia Palmyra tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. Giltner will play Sterling tomorrow at 2 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And Allie Mason is back there to serve it away for Bertrand. Good pancake dig that time and passed across by Daniels. Middle attack, Caps, and she's well wide. Tried to send the imposter up to the net there. Run a fake with Peterson, and I think they got a little too close. And that had the attack go wide, and Daniels to serve it away now for Wallace. The attack on the right side, a quick one rolls off the block heavily, and out of bounds it goes for Donnell. She'll pick up her 3rd kill. 17-11 in favor of Bertrand. Right now they've got no problem with just exchanging points. That will bring them to the semifinals. And Brittany Schipp to serve it away. Hit the net and it fell over. Wallace was right there in position, but it caught the tape and dropped it in front of Daniels. And Brittany Schipp will have her 4th. A serve and the final timeout will be called here by Wallace. Bertrand won the first 2 sets 25-8, 25-17, and they're up 18-11 in the 3rd here in the D2 State Tournament on Classic Hits.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney
And welcome back to high school volleyball. Quite the crew of folks here today. Reminds me of the old times. Larry Kottner, Scott Posey, Alan Gary, all here high atop Rosencrantz Gymnasium watching volleyball. I never really use them for any references. All this party's missing is one Walt Smith. 18-11 Bertrand. 7 points away from a sweep. And on the serve is Brittany Shipp out of the Wallace timeout. She had an ace to send him into that timeout. Set to storm on the outside. Her angle is going to be deep. Mason was pretty sure that it was long, but she looked at it and kind of grimaced because she wasn't sure. It ends up being a Bertrand point. Strong and long serving runs have been the key tonight for Bertrand. That serve is cut across, passed into the net. It's going to be another ace for Brittany Shipp. That'll be her fifth of the night. And it's now 20-11 in favor of Bertrand. So it looks like this match is going to breeze by in about an hour's time or less. Ship floats it across. Hubbard picks that up. There is the set by Sheets. Middle attack down and good for Allward. Page gets her second kill. And Wallace will get the side out. Let's see if they can make one more run here to make it interesting as Michaela Sheets will serve it away. Sheets. Safely in the middle. Mason has to go low over pass. Free ball tipped down for a Wallace kill and another one for Paige Allward. Good, strong serve. Haven't seen a whole lot of those from Wallace. They keep it in, but nothing that really puts Wallace or puts a Bertrand on their toes. Set to the outside here and a near side corner kill for Donnell. They handled that serve just fine. And a side out for Bertrand. Madison. Peterson to serve. She'll drive that one across. Handled there by Daniels. Safely into the middle to be set across by Allward. For Bertrand, they'll go to cap. Big swing popped off the double block. High in the air. Storm takes a swing. Running off the floor, Mason goes and gets it. Passed across by Donnell. Here's a free ball attempt for Wallace. They go to Storm. She's blocked up front. Eighth block by Savannah High. Her first. And it's 22-13. Score update in C1. Columbus SCOTUS 25-21. They're up 2-0 over Syracuse. In Class D1, Rooting Davenport takes the second set. They're even with Brady at a set apiece. Here's the middle attack for Bertrand. Down and good. Haley Donnell, her fifth kill. 23-13 in favor of Bertrand at the service line. Is Madison Peterson. Peterson's serve to Daniels back middle. Set to the outside. Storm blocked up front, and they get it back across. Nice job by Storm. Blocked and was able to flick it with a good reflex there. Third kill for Haley Storm. And Wallace will get to serve again. And here's Morgan Messersmith. Messersmith on the serve, right in the middle of the floor, takes it right down the middle alley, Mason. Ship with the set, Donnell with the attack, and it is off the back line. The official started to call it good and then said, nope, it was out. Point Wallace. Messersmith quickly fires again. This one handled by Cap. The set to the middle, swing by Savannah High, handled, set to the outside, tight to the net. The attack is going to be blocked up front. It's an ace block by Donnell and Savannah High. They'll give credit to Savannah High, and we are at match point. Haley Donnell to serve it away, 24-15. Bertrand, match point, and Donnell serve for the Vikings. Right down the middle, handled there by Sheet. Set to the outside, it'll be rolled over by Hubbard. Dig is made, Ship sets to the outside. Caps hits it off the net. It would have been out of bounds, but Wallace dove for it and touched it. And a point for Caps. Her match high 11th kill, and Bertrand wins it in straight sets here this evening. The number one seed, undefeated, top-ranked team in D2, cruises for most of this match, 25-8, 25-17, and 25-15. Bertrand will advance on to tomorrow afternoon's 4 o'clock semifinal at Grand Island Senior High against the winner of the Falls City Sacred Heart Stewart match. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this on Classic Hits.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
And welcome back to Rosencrantz Gymnasium. Doug Duda with you, our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks. A big thank you to our many sponsors and all the folks back home. Thanks for making Classic Hits 98.9 your choice for high school sports. It's time for the Misco Sports post-game show. Misco Sports taking care of all the schools throughout the state of Nebraska. They are traveling everywhere, working with the coaches, the athletic directors, and the athletes themselves to make sure that they have the best equipment and the gear they need to perform their best. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Here's a look at the third set numbers, starting with the Wallace Wildcats. Paige Hallward had two kills. Morgan Messersmith had a service point. Michaela Sheets had a service point. Maggie May had a service point. Christina Daniels a service point and four kills. And Haley Storm had one kill. I had Wallace for seven kills, no ace blocks, and no ace serves. For Bertrand, it was Molly Capps with two service points and five kills in that game. Kate Chesterman, two kills. Madison Peterson had two service points, an ace block, and three kills. Haley Donnell had three kills. Brittany Shipp had a total of six service points. Two of those were aces. Jaden High had two service points, and Savannah High had two ace blocks and one kill. I had Bertrand for 14 kills, three ace blocks, and two ace serves. So they had 19 earned points there. Wallace did a lot better. I think they were really nervous early on. They got that lead in the second set. Bertrand just a better volleyball team, a lot more height, a lot more power, and they were able to take things over. But Wallace played better as the match went along. Let's take a look at some of the other scores here. In Class A, they're all done. Millard West beat Grand Island. Papillion in three. Papillion La Vista beat Millard North in four. Omaha Marion over Lincoln Southwest in four. And Lincoln Southeast, a straight set winner over Lincoln North Star. In B, Northwest swept Beatrice earlier today. Norris rallied from a 9-1 deficit to win 15-12 over Waverly in the fifth. Lincoln Pius, the 10th, and Elkhorn South are even at a game apiece. Pius defeated Lincoln or Elkhorn South in the second set, 26-24, so they're even at a game apiece. Aurora will play Omaha Scott next. In C1, Ogallala swept Wayne, Kearney Catholic swept Chadron, and Columbus Scotus is up two games to none on Syracuse, 25-16, 25-21. At 8:30, we will have the Minden-Wahoo game here on Classic Hits. They're all done in C2, and you had two five-setters. St. Cecilia broke a state tournament record with 80 kills today in a 15-7 fifth-set win over Lutheran High Northeast. Palmyra swept Crofton, Freeman swept Ord, and Guardian Angels Central Catholic, after losing the fourth set 25-10, won the fifth set 16-14 to head to the semifinals. In D1, O'Neill St. Mary's swept Cross County, Friend a four-set winner over Chambers Wheeler Central, and currently Bruning Davenport, Shickley, and Brady are even at a set apiece. Coming up at 8:30 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Axtell will play Howells Dodge. And finally in D2, Giltner swept Layton, Sterling beat Meade in four sets, and Bertrand, as you just heard, swept Wallace up next. Fall City Sacred Heart will take on Stewart. We'll wrap things up on the Misco Sports postgame show after this.
The First State Bank and Bertrand thanks you for your business and welcomes you to this sports broadcast. First State Bank and Bertrand is your full-service hometown bank and invites you to stop in and see them for all your banking. From commercial to personal, First State Bank and Bertrand has everything you need to keep your farm, home, and business running. First State Bank and Bertrand, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Very proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
Plant smiles, grow laughs, harvest love. Rainbow Nursery is located between Bertrand and Loomis north of Highway 23 on E Road at the home of Scott and Renee Davis. Rainbow Nursery offers many opportunities for you landscaping, unique plants, yard tours, presentations to many organizations on landscaping and nursery topics, as well as consultations. Rainbow Nursery has flexible hours to try and work around your busy schedule. So call before you make the drive and schedule an appointment to get everything you need for a beautiful yard and flower bed. Blessings to all of you Vikings from Rainbow Nursery.
Back on Nabisco Sports postgame show, let's take a look at the cumulative stats of our match. First off, for Wallace, Paige Hallward had 3 kills. Morgan Messersmith, 3 service points. 1 was an ace. Michaela Sheets, 3 service points. Sarah Hubbard, a service point and a kill. Maggie May had 2 service points. Haley Storm, 3 kills. And the junior, Christina Daniels, 5 service points. 1 was an ace. And as she has all year long, led the team in kills with 9. For Wallace, just a total of 16 kills, no ace blocks, and 2 ace serves. The Wildcats' first trip to state since 2010 will end the year at 16-8. Unofficially for Bertrand, I had Allie Mason with 6 service points. 3 of those were aces. Molly Capps, 3 service points. 1 was an ace. She had a match-high 11 kills. Kate Chesterman had an ace block and 6 kills. Madison Peterson had 3 service points, an ace block, and 9 kills. Haley Donnell had 5 kills. Brittany Shipp tonight had 15 service points, and that was second on the team. 5 of those were aces. That led all players tonight. She also had 2 kills. Jaden High, who had 13 service points in the first set, ended up with a total of 18. 2 of those were aces. And Savannah High had 2 ace blocks and 3 kills. I had Bertrand for 35 kills, 4 ace blocks, 11 ace serves, as the Vikings stay undefeated at 32-0 with a 25-8, 25-17, 25-15 victory over Wallace. They'll play tomorrow at 4 o'clock at Grand Island Senior High. Take another break and finish this portion of your day up right after this on the Nabisco Sports Postgame Show.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
The Bertrand Nursing Home and Assisted Living is a proud sponsor of tonight's game. They offer long-term living facilities, assisted living facilities, and one of the best rehab programs around. They specialize in long and short-term care to get your loved ones back to their home or, if they prefer, a great place of their own right in the building with 24-hour care. The Bertrand Nursing Home treats each and every resident with compassion and respect. The Bertrand Nursing Home in Bertrand.
You've been listening to the Nabisco Sports Postgame Show here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Bertrand, Axtell, and the World Wide Web at FlatRiverPreps.com. Final score here, it is Bertrand eliminating Wallace, the Battle of RPAC conference foes. Of course, that huge conference, they don't see each other in the regular season, and they didn't meet in the conference tournament, so this was their first meeting. But Bertrand wins it 25-8, 25-17, 25-15. You've been listening to the Nabisco Sports Postgame Show. Nabisco Sports taking care of all of the schools and athletes in Nebraska, as they have for decades and will continue to do so from their storefront location in Ord. For our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, going to make the trip down the road to Grand Island Senior High. One more match to come your way on the opening day here of the State High School Volleyball Tournament. Minden and Wahoo will be on the air at approximately 8:20 for pregame activities. Till then, this is Doug Duda saying thanks for listening, and Bertrand advances to the state semifinals tomorrow at 4 at Grand Island Senior High.
High Farm and Bertrand is a very proud supporter of all area athletes and would like to take the time to say great job to the teams and coaches and the very best of luck in tonight's game. High Farms is proud to be from such a great community, full of friendly people amid hardworking athletes. Teamwork is a great lesson to take with you no matter where you go in life. So remember how hard our teams play and remember to enjoy every bit of time you get to play, work, and spend time with your friends and family from High Farms in Bertrand.
The Bertrand Nursing Home and Assisted Living is a proud sponsor of tonight's game. They offer long-term living facilities, assisted living facilities, and one of the best rehab programs around. They specialize in long and short-term care to get your loved ones back to their home or, if they prefer, a great place of their own right in the building with 24-hour care. The Bertrand Nursing Home treats each and every resident with compassion and respect. The Bertrand Nursing Home in Bertrand.
Great Plains Crop Services in Bertrand specializes in crop protection for your farm. See Roxanne today and ask her how she can get you the best coverage for all your crops so you can focus on the more important things in your life while we take care of protecting your livelihood. Great Plains Crop Services of Bertrand is a proud supporter of high school sports. Best of luck tonight from Roxanne at Great Plains Crop Services in Bertrand.